Sing a New Song by Brent Reinhardt, read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Psalm 96, 1. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. In 2012, Jefferson Bethke released a spoken word video on YouTube titled, Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus. It has since received nearly 35 million views and launched a best-selling book, Jesus, Greater Than Religion. Its message is not the only thing that made it so popular. The art form itself is rooted in history and what encourages oral traditions, epics, and tales to be passed on from generation to generation. His rhythm, delivery, and use of alliteration and rhyme make it infectious. Many of the world's greatest pieces of literature began as spoken words, songs even, that were passed down. One example many of us read in high school, the Odyssey, comes to mind. Songs are a critical part of the human experience, so it stands to reason that the same is true of the Christian experience. In fact, there's a whole book of songs, Psalms, to use as Exhibit A. Martin Luther once said that, next to the Word of God, music deserves the highest praise. Many of us can say amen to that statement as we gather with other believers to sing worship songs and hymns, or when we feel God speaking through praise and worship music from our car radio speakers. Throughout the Psalms, we are urged to sing, dance, and play instruments as a sign of worship of our Lord. But Psalm 96:1 says, O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. This idea of singing a new song appears again in Psalm 98 and Psalm 149. What does it mean to sing a new song? As humans, most of us love the familiar. There's something comforting about a song we know by heart. One we can sing without even looking at the words. We can close our eyes and worship. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were introducing our kids to some old hymns we both used to sing out of the hymnals of the churches we grew up in. Some of these were songs our kids had never heard before, which is kind of strange when I think about how ubiquitous they were to me at their ages. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, Oh, What a Foretaste of Glory Divine, or O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Powerful words from familiar songs are wonderful and can certainly focus our hearts and minds on who God is. But here, in Psalm 96, the call is to sing a new song. To sing a new song to the Lord, we need to experience Him in a new way today. It means being open to God's leading today, producing new fruit for tomorrow. His mercies are new every morning, so shouldn't our song be? Our experiences today, no matter how difficult, should lead us to new revelations of who God is and how He is working. And we can trust that He is working. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. That comes from James 1:2-4. Whatever trials we are going through today, we can trust that God is with us. We can trust that His mercies are new every morning. And we can have faith that He is using our current circumstances to produce new worship material, a mature walk with the Lord that encourages us to sing a new song. We can't control what happens to us, but we can control our response to it. Will we quit? Or will we decide to sing a new song to Him?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.